Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it to your Word Addiction World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your humble host, poet and wordsmith, J. Todd Underhill. And on my left-hand side, as he is every week, he's had his magic wand with so many women that he is a magician. He is Michael Amade.
I'm feeling once more onto the breach.
Like I said, he's had his magic wand.
Oh, stop.
I'm kidding.
Stop.
Totally kidding.
This is a particularly cold open.
Right. I know.
I'm freezing.
Freezing in here. Oh my goodness.
All right. JT is dealing with some technical issues.
There's our. There. What the heck are you doing?
All right.
Can we?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do we want to do a take two on our opening?
No.
Let's just do it.
All right. So
making sure everything was there.
To Michael's left. He is awesome in bringing dead computers back to life. That would make him one hell of a technomancer. He is the ape boy. He is the hat squatch. He is the miracle worker known as JT.
Well, thank you for all the titles.
I have not seen you work like that since professional wrestling, brother. And you really worked your tail off to get us on the air tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy
slight
cow.
Slight little weirdo problem. We're going to figure it out, though. Right, Michael?
That's it.
All right.
We always figure it out. You know why?
Why?
Because we have to.
Oh, okay.
We have
to. Okay. It's our dedication, our love to you and your words, and we want to hear them. But before we do, we need to let you know about a couple of sponsors we've got. Good Morning Snore Solution. It's an appliance you wear while you're sleeping. There's not a lot to say about it. Just you saw it on a website on a way in. Check it out. If you have a loved one that snores, or if you snore yourself and want to save them the agony of hearing you snore, check out Good Morning Snore Solution. And KNET Books, if you want to learn something new, learn something improved, learn something you've never read before, try to KNET Books, college level, high school level, check them out. You can literally just read the book, send it back to them, even if you're not in a class.
And they don't even
care,
man.
I know. They're like, whatever.
You know what? You need to learn some stuff. One of the big problems we have in this world, one of the biggest issues we have, is people are ignorant. And ignorance breeds fear, and fear breeds violence and all kinds of crazy decision-making. Get some learning done. Go pick up a book. Learn. Let's make the world better because everybody's not running around scared like a bunch of jackasses.
Well, I got to say, God must love the ignorant people because he makes so damn many of them.
That's some logic and held in some places that I'm pretty aware of.
All right.
Where are these textbooks from? Anyway.
And then we have one more sponsor. It's naturebox.com. They've been our longest sponsor. Check them out. You want to stick around. You want to write. You want a healthy lifestyle. Even if you like reading poetry, you want to stick around long enough to read my next poem, Michael's next song, JT's next haiku, then you're going to want to check out naturebox.com. Non-GMO or GMO-free, gluten-free, sugar-free. Subscription is not free, but it's a minor cost to improve your lifestyle. Naturebox.com. Check it out.
If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. And if you don't have Nature Box, you don't have your health.
So therefore, if you don't have Nature Box, you don't have anything.
So get some Nature Box, get some learning done, and get some sleep so you can process it. It's all you need for a good life here.
There you go.
Come on, people. It's a moral obligation.
It's World Poetry Open Mic. We are your lifestyle solution. And we want to hear your poetry, 1 to 3 minutes long.
That's such a scary thought, isn't it?
Yes.
God.
We don't want any F-bombs in the poetry. We don't, not until later, because later we're going uncensored. We're doing After Dark.
We will announce that transition, too.
We will announce. We're going to do some music to end up the evening for the World Poetry Open Mic proper, and then we'll go into the After Dark segment.
Yes.
But for right now, PG-13, we want it family-friendly, we want it free of the F-bomb, or any hate speech. Those are simple rules. And really, for the most part, we've pretty much abided by them for almost 3 years now.
Now, one thing I'm going to throw out here, because I wasn't on the air last week. Last week, I was performing,
right.
I was singing, and there's a few other rules, because you were mentioning something there. One is, we prefer that if you're calling, you're doing poetry. You're not calling to pitch something else without our permission.
Yes.
If we ask you, cool, but if you're calling, don't waste people's time by just pitching your stuff.
Or pitching someone else's stuff that you happen to like.
Right.
That kind of cheapens our cost for advertising.
Well, it makes it less possible for us to do the show, but it also wastes people's time. So we're going to ask you, just do the poem. And if you're going to advertise something, that's cool, but put it in a poem.
There you go.
Make it part of the work. Make it something valuable to us. However, I do want to hit a subject. Last week, you were promoting quite a bit of things here, and that's okay. I wanted to let you know because I know you were worried about it, me being upset.
Yeah.
So just so you know, I'm not upset. In fact, I have tallied up the cost here, and you owe $3,468 in the coin change, jar.
And 42 cents.
And 42 cents. Yeah, and so I just
wanted to... With my contract drawn up the way it is, how long am I going to have to do the show for free before I get any money?
No. It's not that at all. You pay to do the show. It's not for free.
Is your name Michael or Robert?
Michael.
You know how I say that? Because I pay to do the damn show.
Okay. All right, so enough clowning around. We want to hear your poetry. Give us a call, 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Of your best.
We need five people. We also have some submissions coming. Let's do it now.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, we have five of the best lined up for you. If you did not make that segment, don't worry. We're going to be doing a couple more segments to get all the unique callers in. And then we've got something special planned up for later, and this is just going to be a great show.
Michael's getting warmed up by swinging from the vines.
Yes.
My vines, whew. I want to add.
Whew. Well, whose else vines would be in here?
Well.
Yeah.
Do you?
Well, that one up there is Christine's.
Oh. Oh, that's a pink one.
Yeah.
Or purple, I'm sorry.
It's purple. It's that lavender.
That's a pretty amazing vine there, man. No, I mean, really, once I saw the loincloth, I was kind of gone, man.
That's required attire in here.
Well, it's for an After Dark episode, it is. I'll be wearing a Viking helmet and a loincloth during After Dark.
Beautiful.
Maybe for you.
Yeah, you sit across from him. You have to look up there.
That's right.
Just don't look down, my friend.
All right.
Don't look down.
So we've got a caller from Michigan online. He is our longest supporter. Thank goodness he's first. Please welcome Dennis.
Hello, World Poetry Open Mic. Let the family reunion begin.
Heck yes. How are you?
Yes. Michael? I'm doing well and getting better. I'm not used to this number one spot, so I just have to take it.
You're going to do fine.
Well, now let the poetry begin. I have a poem to share with you tonight that I wrote. The title is Shine On, and it's a hybrid poem.
All right.
And I think you'll understand what I mean when I get into it. Shine On. Enraptured by the introductory chords, I drift away on the harmonious strains of this Pink Floyd song. Not a care in the world and not wanting it to end. Then the words begin, and I'm blown away with their impact and meaning. Remember when you were young, you shone like the sun. Shine on, you crazy diamond. Now there's a look in your eyes, like black holes in the sky. Shine on, you crazy diamond. Taking me back to the days of my youth, when the world was mine for the taking. Anything and everything was possible. You were caught in the crossfire of childhood and stardom, blown on the steel breeze. Come on, you target for faraway laughter. Come on, you stranger, you legend, you martyr, and shine. Reality set in, and it was more difficult than I had imagined to chase dreams and expectations. Difficult, but still in reach. You reached for the secret too soon. You cried for the moon. Shine on, you crazy diamond. Threatened by shadows at night and exposed in the light. Shine on, you crazy diamond. sometimes things did not go right, but it was all the more reason to press on. Well, you wore out your welcome with random precision, rode on the steel breeze. Come on, you raver, you seer of visions. Come on, you painter, you piper, you prisoner, and shine. Despite setbacks and disillusionments, life goes on. And I'll never give out and never give up. And it's up to me to shine on. And that I will do. I hit the replay and dream on as the music shines on me. And that's the end.
Holy cow, man. You pulled a memory out of my brain with that one. I love that song.
Well, thank you. That's something I thought I'd try, and it doesn't always work, but it went fairly well to this evening.
That went really well.
It went very, very well. Dennis, thank you so much. That was great.
Well, thank you very much, and let's get some more poetry on right now.
All
thank
right.
you. God bless.
That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. Now, what I was remembering, summer of 93, screaming along just past dusk on the eastern plains of Colorado, about five hits of very excellent acid in my system with another poet.
Oh.
And we were blaring that song, and I'm just, the minute he started, I'm like, oh my goodness, what a flashback.
I want to state that the statute of limitations has possibly not run out on that. So
no, that's fine. I admit it. I was a bad kid, so.
That's okay. It's okay. You're an excellent poet.
I was an excellent poet then. I am now.
Now, there you go. So. Listen to that confidence. Bursting out from inside of him. He's like a rainbow exploding out of his eye sockets.
Someone who's a far better poet than me, please welcome. She's from New York. She is Lorraine.
Hey, Todd, guys, I was a little concerned because of the weather reports we're getting out here that you guys had.
Oh, we're broadcasting from actually an arc at the moment.
Yes.
An arc.
Yeah, and it's swirling
the
around.
Covenant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't close your eyes.
Sacred ground.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Yeah. No, actually, I got to say, walking around Inglewood today, we were devastated by the hail. There was leaves and branches, and literally it looked like somebody had snowed. It had snowed this morning.
Yeah.
There were piles of hail everywhere.
So it looked like Long Island.
Yeah,
but yes,
but a lot less crazy people. Yes,
actually, that is not
that one.
That's
in
not
fact,
exactly.
We got parties going on all over the place, graduation, June brides, and so forth. I had a creative surge at 4:30 this morning.
Right on.
So, not to be taken out of context, I named it Philosophy 101. It goes, don't say goodbye if you mean hello. Don't ask me to stay if you want me to go. Don't shout out curses while watching a game. God's not a kicker, so he's not to blame. Don't preach religion to men in the trenches while feeding the pigeons from city park benches. Don't put on airs if your ego's displaced. Attitudes will not kill you, but they're hard to trace. Don't ask me to dance if your dance card is full. There's more milk in a cow than meat in a bull. I love it. Don't say you're sorry if you're really glad for the misfortunes that others may or may not have had. Don't siphon gasoline if you ride the bus. There's more than just fracking that causes a fuss. Don't be a June bride, then gay divorcee. The lawyers you call on come with a fee. Don't claim you're leading if you're just in line. Don't believe all you hear through the grapevine. Don't clean your glasses when you never see the world in its true form of reality. When you're running on empty, don't say you'll give. It takes more than oxygen for us to live. Don't break a heart and just walk away. Life has a way of making you pay. Don't deny laughter that tickles the soul, refreshing the spirit that helps you feel whole. And finally, to thine own self be true. Life is a blessing, with or without you. Yeah. Thank you. I was going to dedicate that to Caitlyn Jenner, but I changed my mind.
No, I think you did fine by dedicating it to Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, to thine own self be true. Absolutely.
Yeah, that seems to be the talk of the town this week.
Caitlyn, I think, Jenner. So, yeah. It seems to be heading, all the topics. So, well, I'm glad you guys are there.
And I'm glad you called us. Thank you very much for sharing your poetry with us.
You're very welcome, and I look forward to next hour.
Excellent. Looking forward to the return engagement. Yeah.
Thanks. Okay, talk to you.
I was Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio.
And I want to address briefly the idea that we have been caught in a rainpocalypse. There's this thing that the media tends to like to do, which is it takes something and blow it up to a ridiculous level.
No, not the media.
Right. That's why I'm trying to get certain parts of my personality into the media so they can be overblown. I think it'd be great.
Your head's big enough.
Your head must be in the media.
Oh, you have no idea. Do you remember Orson Welles' character in the Transformers movie?
Yeah.
That's where I'm going.
Unicron?
Yep. Eater of planets. it's happening. No, I just wanted to address, we are alive. We are we have been lost at sea.
Yes,
we are surviving on a diet of Cheetos and rats
and Andy leftovers
and Andy leftovers, which are. I'm really glad that JT had the foresight to freeze those from way back.
Yes,
when we were at KZKO, he's like, "I'm taking this lower half here."
Grass fed, buddy. Grass fed.
Well, he was grass. Well, and corn fed too. He was raised on a farm.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, let's move on.
He's from Nebraska? Anyway.
Wow!
Someone is definitely not from Nebraska. In fact, I think he's from Alabama. Please welcome Lloyd.
How you doing, guys?
Doing good. How you doing, brother?
All right, man. It's another week. I'm glad to be back.
Glad to hear your voice on our show, brother.
Okay, so tonight I have a shorter one than I usually do, but I wrote it about 4 years back, and it still resonates with me. I wanted to share it tonight.
All right.
All right, here we go. She took the lightest shade of gray from the stem of my crown, leaving just a figment of a melancholy dream. My state of being denied the comforting words, though we both knew my soul was weeping. Luckily, I had found one who understood the inner struggle of a gentle soul, one who has surpassed the level of pain I've come to know so intimately. She took my heart, filled with agony, to a place of serenity. In her presence, the shadowed corridor within the temple of my transgression could not detain its subtle black flame. With her smile came a sunrise that never left my eyes. She stood upon the broken pillar, dancing with the stray cinders of my burning kingdom. And there was a peaceful silence in that place, one that soothed my troubled mind as I stared at the flames of my former glory from beneath her. That's entitled Melancholy Dreams.
Very well done.
Yeah, I kind of have a thing for the melancholy, if you guys haven't noticed by now.
Oh, I've noticed.
I
like the feel of your poetry.
Lloyd, you got to understand, man, this is about as happy as I get on the air. I'm Mr. Melancholy, so we can have a melancholy off sometime. A melancholy bowl, as they may say.
Exactly. Well, I got a little something special for later if I can get back to you guys, but I'll be listening, and I'm in the chat, so
sweet.
Everybody else, good luck. It's been a good show with you guys.
Awesome.
Thank you, cool. Brother. That was Lloyd on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Nice. Man. Nice. Where do you go from Alabama? We did this last week, actually. We went from Alabama to the miles and miles of nothing but miles and miles that is between Denver and Las Vegas. Please welcome from Utah, he is Kevin.
Good evening, Kevin, coming at you again from here, Brigham City, Utah, along the Wasatch Mountains. This one I wrote last Saturday after I went up to a good friend of mine. She's got a restaurant here in town. I call her Missy D, but it's J&D's restaurant, and she's kind of inspired me quite a bit and been a real good friend of mine. So I went up there last Saturday, and I asked her, you know, if she could give me something that she'd like me to work on, and she says, I don't know, how about animal cruelty? So put this one together kind of in a hurry, and it actually turned out pretty good, so I'm going to go ahead and share it with you now. It's called Dumpster Puppy. This is for you, Missy D, if you're out there listening. Four puppies in a garbage bag, not old enough to see, left in a dumpster in the cold, a ruthless tragedy. The smallest is the first to go, its final breath is spent, the last thought he will ever know, the nauseating scent. Three puppies in a garbage bag with one familiar smell, but this one moves no longer, turning cold from nose to tail. With a gasp, the second slips away, the cold too much to bear. Her clouded eyes stop blinking and become an empty stare. Two puppies in a garbage bag search for their mother's scent, their bellies full of nothing, and their energy is spent. In darkness and in solitude where nobody can see, the Reaper comes to do his job and claims his number three. One puppy in a garbage bag, three corpses by his side. Alone, he starts to realize the others all have died. Not willing to accept defeat and wanting yet to live, one final cry of hopelessness was all he had to give. It echoes through the dumpster, and I thought that I could hear the faint cry of a puppy who could sense that I was near. So I crawled into the dumpster and hoped that I could find the source of whatever it was that made its final whine. One man amidst the garbage bag, the stenched and falling snow, one layer removed at a time, my tears begin to flow. How could one be so thoughtless or so cruel to throw away that loving little puppy that I rescued on that day? I hope you enjoyed that.
Holy cow. I am stunned. Very good poem.
Really, well, I've got one more. If I can get it on a little bit later, I'll see if I can't sneak one more in tonight. But I'll go back off to the side and hope to get back on again.
Excellent. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
That was Kevin on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Bringing it strong. Strong message in that poem.
Absolutely. Too. Absolutely.
Wow. Well, someone that's not a slouch, poetically speaking, she'll probably bring it strong, too. Please welcome from Texas, she is Mariah.
Mariah.
There she is.
Mariah?
And they call the wind Mariah.
I'm no longer from Texas, you know.
Oh, that's right. Someone, our board op, put Mariah from Texas on our list.
Here, fine. You know what? I'm going to change it right now.
Mariah from Minnesota. Don't you know?
Don't you know? Mariah, what in the world is with the winters and the mosquitoes up there? What is going on? Can you tell us?
Well, the mosquitoes are nothing as bad as Texas. But the winters, everyone says you get used to them, and you do about halfway through, and then it gets colder, and you're like, screw it. I'm moving. And then you never do.
So let me ask this question. What is wrong with people who live in that environment?
There's
like Prince. What's up with Prince?
He's amazing.
I think we just love home.
Yeah.
Well, you know, way to get all sentimental and take everything out of it for me.
Well done, Mariah. Actually, really well done.
You thwarted the arrogant one. I love it.
It'll happen again. I'm coming back for round two.
But before round two, do you have a poem for us?
Well, of course. I am hearing myself echo through my headphones. Hold on. Okay. I wrote this one today, actually. It was a few hours ago. It's called Wonderland, and I'm not sure if I'm going to keep that title. But okay. I twist my limbs around summer mist and dance along fairy footprints until the world is spinning like a merry-go-round. Leaves cover my body like lovers searching for the kiss that takes my breath away. I almost don't want to breathe. And flower petals fall, create silk dresses that spread out to infinity when I twirl. I am 5 years old again. Taking on the world with pink tutus and pirouettes like LA class could prepare us for all the pain. I cartwheel through rose gardens until my head is dizzy and my skin no longer feels the thorns. I am bleeding out my sacrifice. And my silk dress is stained with my freedom. End poem.
You caught the half squatch putting an adjustment on the computer. That was awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, so I think Mike's too spent for round two until you call next time.
Don't worry, I'm doing some air squats here. Getting some stuff worked up, getting my metabolism squats going. Doing air squats. Nice. You know what air squats are? Oh, stop it. That's you.
Thank you, Mariah.
You are the entire reason we have air conditioning in this room, my friend.
I do not have air conditioning.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't want it in Minnesota. You're in Minnesota.
Why would you need air conditioning in that godforsaken land?
It's not godforsaken. You remembered it.
It's 80 degrees right now.
I do. I spent time there, and I spent a lot of time in North Dakota, very close.
You have extremes
as well.
On both ends.
You do. It's an extreme place that makes people, under the weight of all of that oppressive heat and those bugs and the craziness of the winters and everything, it makes people tough, strong, to have resolve, have integrity, and, you know, speak like this, don't you know?
Well done, sir.
You betcha.
You betcha. Absolutely. Hey, Mariah, thank you so much for everything. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Next week.
That was Mariah and World Poetry Up at Night, the next evolution in poetry radio. All right, that does it for that five. We got momentum, my friends.
We got momentum. And
that's not to be confused with Metamucil,
which can be
quite moving.
Oh my god! It can also be quite a prank aid. I carry some with me at all times, actually,
in case a prank is needed.
In case I'm like, you know what? I really hope that you are distracted. Beyond distraction this evening.
That I can blend this into your
coffee. And they always go, why does it look like there's Metamucil in my coffee?
You know, my wife, she's an excellent baker, but she had this idea that she would put X-Lax in the pot brownies.
Yeah.
That way people would have shits and giggles.
It's not after dark yet, my friend.
I didn't drop the F-bomb, my friend. All right. Well, so you're going to want to call now.
That's true.
Okay. To share your poetry, 720-240-9766.
720-240-9766.
We need five more unique callers. If you've called before, please don't call back in. We're taking new callers. I wanted a baked albatross.
That is that's hilarious.
I know.
What? Yeah. Who does that?
I don't know. Anyway.
I totally missed the joke.
Yeah, well, you missed the joke. You gotta
take pay attention.
Off.
We're fast, my brother.
We're fast. Talking. We're lightning fast. We're hilarious.
Yeah. I get to sit back here and answer the phones, and you get to tell. You know what?
You know what's awesome? There's like six inside jokes going on in the sentence right now.
I could get up right now and leave. You know that,
you
right?
You could, except for the fact we super glued you to your chair.
It's true. It's really weird.
Now that's a big albatross. All right.
Let's get to some poetry.
All right. So our first caller from the Poet State, two first callers from Michigan. Please welcome Chris.
I hear you.
I hear you. You probably hear us better because the tech, Bortech, has just improved things immensely.
You guys take Bitcoin?
No, but we'll work that out, actually. I kind of was looking into that.
Well, I have a couple of half pennies or two that I can almost spare.
Nice.
Anyway.
You can almost spare a half penny. Can you spare a quarter penny twice?
I don't know. That would cost more in postage.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know how it is. It costs more to mail something now than what's in it.
That is true.
Unless it's my credit card payment. My wife spends a lot.
Nice.
Well, this is going to be an old one. And it has a place. I thought about it again literally this week. You know, we are others' memories of us. Once we're not here to change that memory, we become what their memory is, even if it's wrong or if it's a half-truth or maybe even a full-truth, but seen through somebody else's eyes. So, this one begins with Part of Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell.
flows and flows of angel hair, and the canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way. This is the sound of memories. Ever feel like you are a shadow of someone else's mind? Unreal. Perhaps even if it's just a Charlie Brown. Thank you, Mr. Schultz. I actually have hot coffee and sipping it and having some great pumpkin thoughts. It's that time of year. I guess we have to take oohs and ahs. In this case, from Ed Hart's Musical Cares on Writer's Cafe. As we find them, perhaps even if it's as we only can only remember them. Comment allez-vous, s'il vous plaît? I know you inside. Yesterday's diamond eyes staring windows, so brittle, cracks of life leaking in. Seated to play, but I do know you and the eyes, each cut dripping moments of wishes we can't forget. God, how we try. Comments. All the hows. Como? Comme si, comme ça? Whispers, thoughts shared, echoes. Round and around and around. Looking, listening, waiting. Staring in the ground. So far, far away. Beneath any notice at all. So, well, people eventually become who we remember they are. And yet as each of us pass into what we become, and fewer are left, how much of each of us truly remains, even remembered? Sometimes we appreciate existings, even ours, and yet others only after life happens. So many froms make up our lives and beings. Some days the echoes are too full of life, of breathing, of silences felt within my eyes. Seems some days are just capital H, hard. And others, it's like nothing that happens can touch a person. Everything just falls away and nothing gets through to the skin. I'm shaking my head here. So, how am I? I used to think I knew me. But I really didn't know. Clouds at all. Yeah.
Thank you, Chris. I've been meaning to tell you for a long time. There are a lot of people in the family that I admire. I hold you and Titus and Dennis and the late Lenny C. pretty much in the same regard as far as mentorship and taking the young poets under their wing and trying to show them the way through example. Very well done, my friend.
I appreciate your thoughts and your words. And JT, you better read one tonight of yours.
I'm going to do that at the end of the segment.
Somebody before you read one of yours. You have things to say. And it comes out well.
Thank you.
I don't compliment. You know that.
I know you don't. Thank you, brother.
You take care. See you guys later.
Yep. See you later. That was Chris on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. Now, I'm not sure if our microphones are picking that up, but we, again, are under siege under a huge thunderstorm slash hailstorm slash whatever's going on outside.
So we can really hear
it. We can hear it. That's part of our delay when Chris ended up his poem is I'm like, what the heck is going on? So we are going to try and remain on the air as long as possible. If for some reason we lose power, please forgive us. We're doing everything we can on our end. We're going to go. Did you hear that?
I heard it.
All right.
I don't know if they're hearing it.
We're going to go up to Wyoming. Someone that might be having very similar weather. Please welcome Dara from Wyoming.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great.
Do you have the same thunderstorms we've got going on?
We haven't, not yet. It was yesterday. We had tornado warnings for a while, but we haven't had any bad weather today. But the clouds are really gray, so I'm pretty sure it's coming.
Well, Mother Nature, you know, we like poetry, but Mother Nature seems to like rock and roll this evening around here.
We're being thunderstruck.
Yeah, that's true.
We are being thunderstruck. And we're going to ride the lightning all the way through the show.
Well, I have been shaking at the knees.
Two different brands!
I know.
But it's so it hasn't been on in a while, but I wanted to share something special tonight, something that was selected. I had a piece that I entered into an art show with one of my pictures that I had taken, and I entered it into the casino art show that they have here, and it was selected. So I wanted to share that one.
Beautiful. I actually saw that online right before coming over here. I didn't get a chance to enjoy the thing, but I saw that you had posted it. I'm like, I wonder if she's going to call us and do that. So awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So this one is called In One Whole Year. In one whole year, things can change right from the ordinary to something strange. In one whole year, you can feel so much from both encouraging words or from losing a loved one's touch. In one whole year, life begins to make more sense, thinking back to the past with a daydream remnant. In one whole year, smiles come in dozens and love grows stronger for mom, dad, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, grandparents, and cousins. In one whole year, love continues to grow radiant like an exotic wildflower, and it's during life's ups and downs that God should be called upon to provide strength because of all, prayer is power. And that's it. Thank you.
Very well done, Dara. Thank you for sharing on
our
show.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later.
Talk to you later.
Yeah.
If I sound a bit nervous, there's a reason for it. In 2001, JT knew me back then. I got struck by lightning. So whenever there's a storm like this...
Are you serious?
I'm dead
serious. Yeah.
Why am I sitting next to you?
I don't know, but I try...
He's not a lightning rod.
I'm not a lightning rod. Yeah. God just tried to smite me and missed.
He was standing next to the light rail, and the light rail generates electricity anyway.
No, I wasn't
next
to the light rail. They were just building that station, actually.
Okay, but let me throw this out here.
Yeah.
Do you understand what we're dealing with here? Someone who has been struck by lightning. That is nature selecting him.
Yeah, throw his foot.
And of course, I can't talk because, you know, whatever. But he's been struck by lightning. And yet, does he take it as, wow, I'm really lucky to be alive? He looks at it and says, God tried to smite me and failed. That's even scarier. No one ever put him in charge of a government. Ever.
Not
ever,
a problem.
Ever.
Not
ever.
A problem. Well, when I become ruler of the world, he will not be in charge.
Awesome. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't even get one of the Ten Kingdoms, my...
No. But I will definitely make you my poet.
All right. I'll be the poet laureate of hell. Thank you.
What, hell? South parking lot.
Oh, South parking lot. All right. So we're going to go from Wyoming to a different area of the world to someone that if you say white lightning, he's not thinking about thunderstorms at all. Please welcome Philip.
Greetings, my friends. How are you fellows doing?
Doing good. How did you like that butter smooth segue?
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, any kind of introduction is a good introduction. I'm, you know, prepared for rotten vegetables being thrown at me or something.
Well, that kind of sets the bar really low.
Well, that costs extra, actually. We have to charge a little bit extra for the rotten vegetables, but that's all right. We'll save that for later.
It's okay.
Well, I'm glad you guys are still in business tonight and haven't lost any power, so... cheers to all of you. And tonight I have a new one that I just finished today. It's called Syllabus for a Freshman Course into Humanities, not including the signature reading list. And here it goes.
All right.
Believe not that love resides among the words. Intellect alone is discovered in these alphanumeric symbols and perhaps our vain reflections, a dream ember remnant of consciousness cast upon a greater fire that devours iniquities and human failure. Abandon language for shadows. Disappear into the conundrum of your name as a parallel comparison to the manner in which photons separate into smaller particles, strange, up, down, charm, or perchance even a neutrino. Learn how the sun dances on water, breaking up identity into shards smoother than glass. People fear emptiness the way they do non-existence. Realize we are surrounded by a universe that is only one in a multitude amidst infinities. Civilizations will burn again beyond the west and east the way they did in the past. Knowledge is a thing alive and incendiary. History, a collection of ashes. Myths are reborn in purest carbon. Ideas tempered by belief and humility. And there it is.
You know, Philip, that was great, man. I really enjoyed that one.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the vote of confidence.
Yes. Always bringing strong work to our show. I thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and I hope to be on the second segment. So, until then.
All right. Excellent, man. Excellent. Hopefully then.
Cheers.
Now, he brought up something really interesting, and sincerely, that I think, and I was thinking about this a lot. It's a physics principle of first principles. So you have a principle, and then there's these kind of analogies drawn to describe what the principle represents, right? And
so okay.
It's funny that when we talk about the myths, which do actually inform a lot of our society, we actually, if you go deep in a lot of the ideas and the things we have in our society, they actually are kind of based on myths and ideas there. But the principles stay strong. There's a reason why those myths communicate those ideas. But because we fall into studying the analogy of it, and this is a poetry thing, so we deal in analogies.
Yeah.
But because we go so hard, it's so easy to explain with the analogy, eventually we get caught up with analogy of an analogy of an analogy, and eventually it's like really terrible karaoke, and it can get very, very confusing.
Like a copy of a copy of a copy of a
it's
copy.
It's a recursion, essentially.
It's a metaphoric recursion.
A metaphoric recursion. But I think it's an interesting thing to realize that if we go back far enough, we can have the first principle there, and we can see the real core value.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Wow, you're bringing it strong tonight, too.
Oh, thank you.
Did you take a genius pill before you got here?
I was going to say, did you take some of that illegal stuff that you ordered offline?
There's nothing illegal about it.
Viagra, you need a prescription for, my friend.
I do not need that, my friend.
All right.
That's weird. Okay, let's move on.
Wow.
We got After Dark coming later.
That's later.
That's later. I know.
Chomping at the bit, my friend.
All right. So we're going to go from Kentucky on further up to New Hampshire. Please welcome Jalorian.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. I have a story for you tonight. It's called The Siren's Beck. Dangerous holds them in its grip, no wind to fill the sail. Though prayers are rising from the ship, they come to no avail. Aeolus does not seem to hear the pleas the men have cried, while Neptune's quick to reappear and bind them to the tide. As day turns into starlit night and night turns into day, they drift upon their seaborne flight, helpless to break away. The limits of their minds are stretched too far beyond their power, and sanity's tenuous grasp is wrenched long hour after hour. The captain keeps a steady hand, the lookout keeps his guard, for any sign of distant land not written on the chart. Horizon seems a steady line between the sea and sky. No sandy beaches glitter and shine attracts his searching eye. Yet somewhere to the east, it seems, or maybe to the west, drifts an echoed sound of dreams, a lover's lost request. It resonates, inspires their trust as it settles on the ear, and draws them by their deepest lust, while calming all their fear. Come, come, come unto me, all ye men who sail on the sea. Come and lie in my shade to rest your head upon my silken breast. Come to shadows deep below and I'll tell you everything that I know. Come and find a sweet release and I will give you peace.
Avast, at last, the captain cries, put every man to oar, row hard toward the western skies and distant hidden shore. Go put your backs into it, boys, today we'll make you men. We'll row her home and know the joy of solid earth again. Hurry each man to his post, there's much work to be done, if we're to see that distant coast before the setting sun. And there, somewhere beyond the mist, creeping along the brine, the haunting lullaby insists in melodies sublime.
Come, come, come unto me, all ye men who sail on the sea. You're getting warm and drawing near. Don't stop now, you're almost here. Come to where the heavens meet earth, and you will at last be safe at birth. Come and find your sweet release, and I will give you peace.
The ship continues on its course toward the haunting voice. Their only wish to find its source, they have no other choice. The song has gotten to their minds, the music fills their head. They dream of passions most sublime and sweetest flower beds. They know they're drawing near her, they cannot stop to rest. The shimmering cape grows clearer in sunlight, sunset's gleaming west, but the craggy shore awaits them as they heed the siren's beck, and her soothing voice placates them as their ship is cast to wreck. They feel her hands upon their flesh and dance beneath the waves, then give release to final breaths in underwater graves. Each man alone, yet with his love of beauty well-renowned, she draws him deep within her cove and pulls him further down. He knows no fear, he's happy here, for nothing can define the soothing sweetness that he hears carried in the brine.
Come, come, come unto me, we'll make sweet love beneath the sea. I'll shelter ye with my moist caress and keep you here in my ancient nest. Once beyond the veil, I'll show you everything there is to know. Come, I am your sweet release, and I will give you peace.
That's it.
Now, I got to tell you that our technical producer is so good, when he's done editing that, you won't even tell that there was a technical glitch at all.
I could not hear any of that.
No, I'm just saying, once this is edited and ready to go up on the air, you won't even hear any of our clapping, any of that. He's going to cut it all out of there.
Cool, thank you.
Not a problem. Jalorian, thank you very much.
That was great.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. That was Jalorian, a World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
We just keep evolving and evolving and evolving and revolving and revolutioning. Well, evolving and then
maybe
re-evolutioning.
Maybe we should call it the next revolution in poetry radio.
That'll be World Poetry Open Mic Mach 2.
I knew where you're going with that. Sorry, he's all about the good, the bad, and the ugly of films. He does the Radio Angry podcast as well as the show. He's the hardest working man in show business. He's a Sasquatch.
You go to radioangry.com and you'll be able to hear what we're talking about.
That's exactly right. So, one more caller for the segment. Please welcome from British Columbia, she is Cynthia.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Having a beautiful night here. I'm glad you're still on the air.
I'm glad we're still on air, too. I'm glad I haven't been struck by lightning yet.
I can't believe I'm sitting next to you.
JT, you've got to be the shorter thing here. Oh, sorry.
I've been pretty hooked on haiku this week, so I hope the master is going to approve of this. I have 8 haiku, and I put them together as the year for the trees. So the trees through an entire year, and I start with spring. Right. So I called it The Spirituality of Trees. Tentative spring rays shimmer on rain-glistened leaves, living in the now. Bright silken tulips brush cherry-petaled green amid winds of change. Hue, sheen, radiance blend with empyrean grace, awakened spirit. Yearning for the sky, elms arch ballerina arms to pray in the light. Alleluia, sign slender arcs of ash and shore, hope of afternoon. Tips of dusk-damp limbs, anointed in frosty rose, rest in sunset's realm. Softly falling snow alights in moonlit cedar, strong beyond her years. Below powdered pine, curves of iced maple boughs await dawning thaw. And that's the end.
By God, sir! A marvel!
Very well done.
Thank you.
Cynthia, I've got a title for that. I don't know if you have a title for the whole piece about the whole...
I would love your thoughts.
How about a year in 136 syllables?
A year in...
136 syllables, because to do 8 haiku, you make 136 syllables.
I love that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Look at that.
So that's my new title, A Year in 136 Syllables.
Yes.
Wait a second. Is that a calculator under...
It is.
Were you doing that during the...
Yes.
Oh! Actually, it totally makes sense.
Yes. No,
calculator's not cheating. It's a good idea.
Cynthia, thank you for calling our show.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to the rest.
Yes. We're going to be doing another unique segment, maybe two more. Who knows? That was Cynthia on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Really? Yeah. Really, we're bringing that back?
Well, we're getting close to after dark. I can feel it in my bones.
Not even touching that one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even going there. All right. No, so
the best part is I know I can say certain things and get certain reactions. That's great.
Yeah, and yeah. You get them very well.
I had to chew that comment off at the shoulder, basically.
Yes, you did.
All right. So we missed doing a submission or a poem. So this time we're going to do two for this segment. I'm going to do one submission. And Michael's going to... No, I'm going to do one poem, and Michael's going to do a submission.
Hold on,
you're going to do the submission, he's going to do one of yours, huh?
Yes, exactly.
And I'm going to do my best impersonation of you while doing it.
All right.
I'd hate to hear what that is. I've heard you impersonate people before.
I'm G. Todd Underhill.
No.
This is my poetry.
That's incredible likeness to no one.
To what? No one.
Once more, into the breach, dear friends.
All right, so I rarely do these where they're subtitled, but the poem's title is It Was You, and the subtitle is A Poem for My Mother. It was you who made the holidays special. It was truly about our presence and not the presence. The coming together of family and friends, the remembrance of days gone by, while living in the moment for a time. Christmas, Easter, and the 4th of July, hell, any occasion that could possibly be celebrated, making up reasons if that was needed as well. The barbecues, spaghetti feeds, Thanksgiving feasts, blizzard get-togethers, it mattered not as long as your house was full. Full of friends, full of family, laughter and love. It was you that made me appreciate the setup. The delivery was merely a momentary payoff. The impromptu music festival in your backyard. Play us a song. Sing for your supper. Potluck picnics in the park. As long as we gathered and were together, you were happy. Alas, life has its way. The plans that are unknown by us, mere mortals, and those days have gone. You are missed more than I can express. But as I've said time and again, you cannot unwind the hands of time.
Wow.
Thank you.
I like that piece.
It's a very nice piece.
That whole Basically, reference of a reference, a picture of a picture of a picture that you cannot unwind the hands of time. It was what prompted me to do that one, actually.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so let's do a submission. Good right. work. All right, this is from Evans Aguilona.
A new submitter.
Yes, and there is no title, but here we go. How long will you wait to love again? How long will you lay in your hurts and pains? They threw their punches to knock you down. They cheat on you so you may cry. How long will you wait to love again? How long will you lay in your hurts and pains? Will you allow the hurts to lead you astray, just as they intend to bring you to shame? How long will you wait to love again? How long will you lay in your hurts and pains? Finding true love is not just a game. You're so hurt because you agreed to play. How long will you wait to love again? How long will you lay in your hurts and pains? Pick up some strength. You're not enslaved. Know yourself, for you are worth more than they. For the true love awaits you in so many ways. And that was from Evans Aguilona, a new submitter here. If you decide you want to have poetry read, send it to or go onto our site, which you're on now, and go to the contact form and just send the poetry in there.
Or you can email it to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com.
That's right.
And either way, we will, as long as we have it, what, by 7:30 the day of the show?
Yeah, we try to say by 7:30 night of the show, yeah. And sometimes we can't do all the submissions we get, but we try to roll them out for the next week.
So. Yes.
Exactly. So, submission done, my poem done. We're going to load them up again. We need 5 unique original callers for the evening.
Yeah, no repeats yet.
If you've called before, please stay off the line. Let the ones that are trying to get through, and as soon as we run out of callers, we will go ahead and open it up for, well, we're going to do something special tonight, but that's a whole other story. Call now, 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
5 of your best. That was Draven. Wow. Get to hear our friends all night long, Joe, Draven.
Did you think it was a fake Draven that was going to do it?
No.
Like, but, well, you know. It was Draven. You weren't lying.
Well, no. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Our port op. How are you?
This is Draven Gray, and you're listening to World Poetry with Mike.
That is so him.
Yeah. I know.
You know what? He's going to be so impressed
That. That sounds like Draven Gray doing his bad Christian Slater impersonation.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well done.
Everybody's got a bad Christian Slater impersonation.
Christian Slater has a bad Christian Slater impersonation.
I don't have one.
What?
I've never practiced
in the bathroom. You've done one while you're sitting on the...
Nope. I don't do that really? There.
Everybody does that. You don't do impersonations on the toilet?
Nope.
Really?
What?
That's weird. That's where I got all my best impersonations.
Aside from Studio X, it's the best place in the house to get acoustics.
See, I sit down and I'm like, hello, hello, hello. Hello, there's a man down there trying to sink my submarine. I am the last dragon.
Wow! What?
You are the weakest link.
That's not okay. The same person, but yeah.
No, but that's my impersonation
you
that I do.
You are the weakest link.
Exactly.
You know, we do have poets.
What? We do. We have 5 of the best. We have 2 new ones.
We do.
Even this segment.
If we haven't scared them off yet.
All right. So please welcome. We don't know where she's from, but.
I don't remember. It's on here.
She's been calling us all evening. Please.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. She is Mary.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for sticking with us.
No problem. It's my honor.
And you have a poem you'd like to share with us?
Well, I'm taking you all as a very accepting group, and my friend Philip said that I could call in and even sing a song. So that's what I've called in to do.
You certainly can.
Okay, and it's not even an original, but the little caveat is that I was in bed for between 13 and 37 years, depending on what you want to figure about it, so I've only been singing again for a year.
Okay.
This is Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. I'm going to put it not on the piano. I apologize if it's is not a good sound, but this is it.
I've got to say, that's the first time we've had somebody do music and sing at the same time outside of our own studio.
Well, I don't know if I feel like a fool or if I'm honored.
Don't feel like
don't
a fool.
Feel
don't
like
feel
a fool.
Like a fool.
And
never
know what?
Feel like a fool.
Try something new. Everybody should try something new. You did very well. I'm sure there was a very good reason for you being in bed for 13 to 37 years, but I've got to say, that's what I wished for when I first got married, but then I realized that there's more to life than just that.
Really that enjoyable, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Mary, thank you very much. Please don't stop calling our show.
You're welcome. I'm on it. Awesome. I'll listen to the rest. Bye.
Thank you. That was Mary from Wisconsin on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio.
Evolving and evolving.
Yes. And keep adding on new family members.
That's it.
We're going to go from Wisconsin to a new family member down in Alabama. Please welcome Dean B. Dean, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Hey, welcome to our show.
Pleasure to be with you.
And you have a poem you'd like to share with us?
I do. It's called The Dying Year. It's about a time of year that just passes by unnoticed unless you're watching very carefully. I wrote this at the end of last year. The dying year, that bleak week, the death rattle of the year, between Christmas and New Year. A bin with rumbling wheels carted the boxes away, the bright wrapping paper carefully salvaged, re-rolled for another season. No one is visiting now. Songs have fallen into silence. The scents of the season return to the yard and the cupboard. A low-hanging overcast, low sun, but the days are just perceptibly longer now. I smile and tilt at the dying year with hazelnut coffee as hot as I can stand it.
Very well done.
Thank you.
And that was your first time on our show. Do you have any books out, anything like that you've published?
Yes, I have. One includes a poem, but it's actually 52 memoir stories, nonfiction humor. It's called I Talk Slower Than I Think, published in 2012.
Okay, and where can people find that?
Pardon?
I said, where can people find your book? Now, you just laid our technical producer on the floor because he's from the South and he loves your title.
Okay, you can find it anywhere online, Books A Million, Amazon, all the major booksellers, you can get it through them, but anywhere online as well, either ebook or in print.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for letting me be a part of this.
Oh, not a problem. You're welcome to call back anytime you'd like, brother.
And I enjoyed the other work. I very much enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Dean on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio.
Hey, JT, I want to hand you your pliers back here, man. I don't need them anymore.
Did you get that tooth?
Well, you know, I figure...
It wasn't a tooth. It was a piece of corned beef wedged between his teeth.
Yeah, but it felt like a tooth because you get those things kind of stuck in your teeth sometimes.
Yeah.
All right. So, from Alabama, we're going to go on up to Connecticut. Please welcome Barbara. Barbara, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello. Welcome to our show.
I'm so happy to be on because it was hard to get on tonight. I'm getting too popular.
I'm telling you, we are very popular. Thank you for the help out in posting our stuff and letting your listeners know about us.
Of course. Of course. I like to always give my friends a little, you know, heads up and let them know good stuff. And I feel like I should sing tonight, but I don't have anything planned. So.
Everybody's been singing tonight, huh?
I know.
I could sing the song about June. June is busting out all over the meadows and the hills.
You could.
You did well.
You could. You just did.
And that was Barbara on World Poet. I'm just kidding. Totally kidding. Do you have a poem you'd like to share with us as well?
Yes, I do. I was thinking about poetry, actually, because I got involved in this poetry chain thing, and I thought it would be kind of boring, you know, whatever, but it turned out to be really fun because all of the people that were my poet friends got together on this one page and we all posted together. So it's a lot of fun, you know. You know, Poetry Chain, you have to post for 5 days and then you keep nominating someone each day and it just bring people in and it's lots of fun.
Well, I've got to tell you about these chain letters. Poetry chains, that sort of
it's
thing.
It's not a chain letter. No.
But it's
like
very much
a poetry chain.
Yeah, it's very much the same. I just want to let you know, I don't believe in this poetry chain letter, anything like that. Now, go tell 5 of your friends in 3 minutes or you're going to have bad luck. I'm totally kidding.
You know, it's funny.
I
didn't send one of those letters out to my friends, and the next week we started this show.
7 years bad luck,
you guys. Okay. So anyway, I was thinking about poetry. So the poem is called Poetry Emerges. Poetry bubbles from the innermost regions of my brain's expanse, and it filters through the judges in the subsections of my mind and travels with good speed through the various synapses it must traverse to leap from mind to body, and skips in a carefree journey toward my hands, poised in anticipation over the keyboard, ready to move with the whim of the travelers as they move, circling and darting, then pouncing with fierceness in my fingers as the thoughts suddenly pour like a picture held at too great an angle, covering the page with letters that merge and form the words that have been spewing forth like shaken champagne, and like that bubbly drink, explode onto the open page, planting themselves in neat lines that somehow convey all that began this mad frenzy.
Very well done, Barbara.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's good to hear your voice. Are you going to be calling back for our After Dark segment?
I'll try and find a poem that's worthy of that.
Awesome. Well, it doesn't have to be After Dark slanted. You can do a regular poem, too.
Okay, well, I'll see.
You could be the ray of sunshine and morality in all the darkness.
There you go.
Okay, the ray of sunshine. I like that.
I was going to say, good. It's a poetry show. People can't get weirded out when I talk like that, right?
No, that's right.
No, very poetic. Very poetic.
We've come to expect you to be weirding people out. I mean,
and you know what, though? I'm absolutely fine with that. That's why I wear this scarf. So,
okay. Barbara, thank you very much.
You're welcome, guys. That was a great show.
Thank you. That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Now we're going to go to a caller that we haven't had call in for a bit. Mm. He's calling all the way from Arizona.
Long way from here.
Yes. Not very far, actually. Please welcome Josh.
Yeah, still here.
Yes. Hey, brother, you ready to share your poem?
I'm sorry, what?
Now you're ready to share your poem?
Yeah. It's actually, you know, I took about a 6-month hiatus from writing, so it's a little different, not necessarily context, but definitely styled it.
Okay.
Okay. Whenever I'm ready?
Whenever you're ready, brother.
Perfect. So, mouth shut and eyes wide open, witnessing the travesty before me. Having to watch as my life around me is taken over by one of these things I once cherished in life, a fallacy called a friend. Some forces sit, silently dying inside as the world around me collapses, and the darkness grows as the light fades, and the feelings of loneliness creep in, and every ounce of love and joy is strained from my being, and the heart that I so fiercely wore upon my sleeve is torn from every fiber of me and thrown away so effortlessly, similar to how a man throws away a child of a toy because it is no longer needed. Both of them, the toy and my love, are inadequate and obsolete. A burden that is horribly unwanted, an object of my being now useless, and the only thing I see as being lower than myself, is more hollow than the pit of my stomach, and more worthless than these emotions I harbor, is the false trust you put in my ears from words you had sewn together with fabricated letters dirtier than your intentions that you hid from me. But the fault is not just yours. For a fool has no audience, lest the king have him in his court, and if the fool should best the king, well, then he never was. And though he knew that his own endeavors would not suffice, he took the position atop the throne which he had created in the forefront of his mind, attempting to control those of which he saw as peasants in his kingdom, a kingdom which did not belong to him, nor did it want or need him. Yet he had a conception that those of which he inconceivably deemed as being lesser needed his guidance whether he was asked or not. And he lived in a dream world in which he could do no wrong, you know, similar to how I thought you could do no wrong, but upon my darkest hour, when I turned to you with a look pleading of mercy and grace, you struck me down with an act of dishonor and showed me that there is no depth to match the weight I used to measure the word friend. You showed me that in this life, those who trust are weaker than the bond so-called friends create, and that the greed of man will strike down any bridge formed between two fellows because the desire for what they believe as being what they wish to obtain gives false prophecy towards the promise of happiness. And both are soon left standing at the gap that used to be the path that connected them, with no intention to ever repair the damage done. This is the life of kings and fools.
Are you broadcasting live from the raceway? Holy cow, where are you at?
Where am I?
Yeah, it sounds like there's racing going on next to you.
Oh, I'm in a parking lot outside an AA meeting. I'm a recovering alcoholic.
So am I. How long have you been sober?
I got about 60 days right now. I've been trying to get this for about the last 2 years. And I don't know, the work just hasn't been there.
Well, I just so you know, I've got about 10 months of sobriety. I was sober from the time I was like 30 until I was 42. And then I came off the wagon. But, you know, I'm trying to grasp it back. Just keep working at it. It's a daily struggle, man.
Yep.
Right on, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So
I appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm proud of you. Keep up the daily fight. You know, one day at a time. Just keep saying no.
For sure, man.
All right. That was Josh on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Yeah. My brother from another mother. Talk about brothers from another mother. We have the World Poetry Open Mic Poet of the Month for National Poetry Month on the line. Please welcome Raj Kumar. Hello, Raj.
Hello.
Hello, Raj.
Hello.
Raj, you're going to want to read your poem now, sir.
Okay. I was lonely here, did not.
Raj, you're on the air. Go ahead and read.
Yeah, 1 second, please. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello.
Hello. We can hear you, brother.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Raj, go ahead and read the poem.
The poem is Queen of Darkness. Days are now no more brighter than nights. Syllables suffer from dementia. Love words pass through lanes by lanes, never knock at my door anymore. You prefer to sleep on other side of day. Pains have deserted my brush, no new tunes bring up a magical story. Poetry too has abandoned my window. Metaphors, imagery lost their avenues. Absolute darkness covers my sky. As if in a sudden solar eclipse, there is no warrior to rescue me from the enemy camp at this lonely hour. Atman, Abhimanyu could not help escape. I can visualize the looming darkness. Chitragupta waits outside my door. Notation on music fails to sing my strain. Welcome, O Queen, pronounce your judgment. But let me compose my last sonata in praise of you, my love. then I will surrender to you absolute, without any questions, and venture with you in our last journey together. Thank you.
Very well done, Raj. Thank you very much. That is, I know it's a chore getting across seas on the phone line, but you're doing a great job. And that was Raj Kumar on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Boy.
Woo! We got it!
Yay!
Hallelujah!
So.
I have that.
Actually. I know, that I was trying to trigger this. Hallelujah! Yeah, there you go.
Wow. Raj Kumar.
Inspiring the Hallelujah chorus.
I know.
No, I'm really glad we finally got him on and so people could, you know, we could actually hear.
Yes.
And I didn't. Was he on last week? I'm trying to remember.
No,
he got through. But
he got through.
We were having,
but his connection dropped.
Well, we finally got him.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. All right, so that pretty much does it for the unique callers. Or are we going to try one more?
I think we just need to do a return engagement.
Return engagement? I thought we were doing something special and then doing the...
Oh, I've been confused this whole night, but what you just said made me very happy.
All right.
So, how about this? Anybody who wants to return can return for the special stuff after...
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be after dark. But
right.
You've got one more submission. I'm going to do a cover, actually.
Okay.
So we have a special Poet of the Month this month.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be doing a Tom Waits piece. And not the one you think I'm doing.
Not the one you need accompaniment on?
No, definitely not.
No.
Please don't. However, if you notice, don't hesitate to pick up a guitar and go.
I'll let you do that one.
All right. I was going to try it as a spoken word art piece, so we all know the song, but... And it was actually made popular by another group called the Eagles. This is called Old 55. When my time went so quickly, I went lickety-splitly out to my old 55. As I drove away slowly, feeling so holy, God knows I was feeling alive. Now the sun's coming up, I'm riding with Lady Luck. Freeways, cars, and trucks. Stars beginning to fade, and I lead the parade. Just wishing I'd stayed a little longer. Oh Lord, let me tell you that the feeling's getting stronger. And it's 6 in the morning, gave me no warning, and I had to be on my way. Well, there's trucks all passing me, and the lights are all flashing me. I'm on my way home from your place. And now the sun's coming up. I'm riding with Lady Luck. Freeways, cars, and trucks. Stars beginning to fade. And I lead the parade. Just wishing I'd stayed a little longer. Oh Lord, let me tell you that the feeling's getting stronger. And my time went so quickly. I went lickety-splitly out to my old 55. As I pulled away slowly, feeling so holy, God knows I was feeling alive. Now the sun's coming up, I'm riding with Lady Luck. Freeways, cars, and trucks. Freeways, cars, and trucks. I think it translates well to spoken word. I mean, he's an amazing writer.
Absolutely. Well, that's actually his wife.
But it's published under Tom Waits' name, so we'll just go with that. But Tom Waits is our Poet of the Month. If you, you know, happen to have some Tom Waits laying around.
Well, he wrote some of his own stuff, too. It's not just his wife.
You quit laughing at me, jackass. I get this all day, every day at work. I come here to unwind, and you freaking laugh at me.
You have people laugh at you all day at work?
You know what a clown I am. Yes, I do have people laugh at me all
day. Haven't you seen his shoes?
They're huge.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so
sorry. And they squeak when he walks.
I'm so sorry.
Where I put the foam nose.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, should we do a fundraiser or something?
We might need to. It's okay.
Do we get you foot surgery? Yes. My God, that's like 40% the length of your body. You're like a squirrel, only with your feet.
What does that mean? Read into that one. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So let's go.
I know we won't.
I have a submission from Alan Bain.
All right.
This is called Remember.
Scars on my body and face from a different time and place. Went into a foreign land with my weapon in my hand. Watched so many die without them knowing why. 1 minute laughing and joking. Next, on their blood they were choking. At first I would comfort them as they died, and then so gently close their eyes. Then I caught a part of a shell that sent me straight to hell. I watched my blood soak the ground as the fighting continued all around. The world slowly went black, and I did not want to come back. When I opened my eyes, I found a demon deep inside. When I went back to war, I cared no more. Killing without remorse, holding true to the course, I finally made it home, only to find myself so alone. Many brothers sleep in the streets with cardboard as their pillow and sheets. So when you bow your head to honor the dead, remember not all in the ground lie, for many came home dead inside. And that was called Remember. It's by Alan Bain. It was a submission sent in to us at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or through our website.
Nice. Yeah, you know, check that if you're too nervous to talk on here. Now, mind you, we had some new callers tonight. They did great. I know you would do great. So, by all means, call us. But if you don't feel comfortable doing that, you can send it to the contact form on worldpoetryopenmic.net.
Of course. And, you know, we have to kind of figure out which things we're going to have in the show. Sometimes we get things sent that we can't fit into the show. But we will figure it out for the next week. And we always do our best. And, you know, if you want to call and read, we suggest you do that as well. That's always the thing we love to hear from people. We don't bite hard.
Without payment. So, if you're calling in, please hold for just a moment. We're going to do something special, and then we're going to open up the phone lines again. Are we transitioning?
Yeah, we're going to have a
Hadron Collider, teleporter.
We're going to do a little intermission.
All right.
So that we can.
La la la. Okay.
And now it's time for intermission.
We ready?
I'm getting ready. Okay.
You in?
Woo!
Yes.
Hello. We're back.
All right.
Test those strings.
Okay, I think. JT, I think there's something wrong. This guitar sounds slightly out of tune.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
What is wrong with your sound engineering, my friend?
Here, let me put it in tune. Try it now.
Okay.
Oh, much better.
Much better. Okay, good. Okay. Glad to see you're finally on point.
Yes. All right, so as I told you last week, we're doing a special challenge all summer long. If you have a song that you'd like Michael to cover, go ahead and email me directly, jtoddunderhill@yahoo.com, or private message me on Facebook what song you'd like him to perform.
I reserve the right to veto something really stupid.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Like Gersperms from last year.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Not doing it again.
I thought it would be an interesting challenge.
And it was an interesting challenge. Oh, my God. I was defeated.
We did not get a submission, so JT, think of one on the fly while we're doing this.
Okay.
Now, last week I challenged Michael, and I actually challenged myself to do two songs. The first one of which is going to be One Day by Mighty Yahoo. It holds some pretty serious significance in my life. There is a line in the song that my brother made as his last quote before leaving this earth. So, I'm going to be helping out Michael with this. This is entitled One Day.
Then I pray, don't take me soon, 'cause I'm here for a reason. Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity surrounds, I know that someday it'll all turn around. Because all my life I've been waiting for, I've been praying for the people to say that we don't want to fight no more. They'll build more wars, and our children will play. One day, one day, one day. One day, one day, one day. One day. It's not about win or lose, 'cause we all lose when they feed on the souls of the innocent, blood-drenched pavement. Keep on moving through the water, stay raging. In this maze, you can lose your way. Might drive you crazy, but don't let it faze you, no way. Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity surrounds, I know someday it'll all turn around. All my life I've been waiting for, I've been praying for the people to say that we don't want to fight no more. There'll be no more wars, and our children will play. One day, one day, one day. One day, one day, one day.
feel the same. Stop with the violence, down with the hate. One day we'll be free and proud to be under the same sun, sing songs of freedom like Oyo.
One day,
Oyo.
One day,
all my life waiting for, I've been praying for the people to say that we don't want to fight no more. There'll be no more wars, and our children will play. One day,
one day,
one day,
one day,
one day,
one day.
All right. Now, brother, that was significant.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
For everybody out there, for J. Todd, even though he can't hear you right now.
Thank you.
Good job, man. All right. You want to help me sing? Just help me sing this next one, too, man. Everybody else, too, if you know this one.
Yeah, okay? Sing along at home, and you all know this song, anybody that's been around this type of music.
Don't worry about a thing, because every little thing gonna be all right. Singing, don't worry about a thing, cause every little thing gonna be alright. Rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little job birds arch by my doorstep, singing sweet songs, melodies pure and true. Sing, this is my message to you. Singing, don't worry about a thing, cause every little thing gonna be alright. Singing, don't worry about a thing, cause every little thing gonna be alright. Rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds each by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true. Sing, this is my message to you. Singing, don't worry about a thing, cause every little thing gonna be alright. Singing, don't worry about a thing, cause every little thing gonna be alright.
One more time.
Singing, don't worry about a thing.
Oh no.
Cause every little thing ain't gonna be alright. Singing, don't worry about a thing, cause every little thing gonna be alright.
That was awesome. Right.
Awesome, man. Cool.
You did great.
Thank you. Thank
I thought that one was gonna be like a complete curveball.
Well, thank you. Good. Thank you, man. Absolutely. Do you want to go? Do you want to go do an After Dark segment?
He's got to tell us what you're going to cover next week.
Oh my gosh, that's right. Yeah, what are you doing?
Can you do Carrick Fergus?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Never done it before.
It's Irish.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Or Celtic, I should say.
Celtic, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's going to take some practice.
That sounds like a Gaelic name, right? So I'm going to have to get a link.
You'll be easy.
Okay. Huh. Perfect. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. If someone else has another thought, too, that maybe is another song I could throw on there for next week, let me know. Put it in the chat room. Send it to us through email.
Oh, you want it through the chat? I was going to say they can email me. That way I can release it to you one per time.
Right. Email J. Todd. Let him kind of facilitate this whole thing.
So, all right. Perfect. So that was our music segment for this evening.
So.
That ends. World Poetry Open Mic proper. We want to thank you for tuning in. Stick around. We are doing the After Dark segment. We're just closing things out officially. This has been World Poetry Open Mic. For Michael Amity, JT, and myself, for this segment, we thank you for tuning in. Good night, Jiffy, wherever you're at.